so far apart. Wish I would've known this from the start, that your heart I would lose. Now I look back, I should've known my actions would lead to nights alone, and even bringing new girls to my home. If it's wrong, it's dead, not true, and they never will be able to replace who I love and how I feel. And everything I miss, starting with them words I love you rolling off your lips. Every little kiss, wish to regret them, but I just reminisce about the time we had. Wish I could have it back.
Wish we had a choice on who we love. Wish I had a choice on who I was dreaming of. Cause I wake with you on my mind. So bad we didn't fall in love at the same time.
Girl. Welcome back to another edition of the In Deep Show, IDS Extra, Dating Sucks. I am your man, Big B. And I have my Dating Sucks crew with me today. My Dating Sucks crew consists of Miss Sonya from the Bronx.
Hola. Vivo Puerto Rico. That's all I have to say. Pray. Thank you.
We have Mr. Diego.
All the way back from Puerto Rico. Swim, baby, swim. Mm.
Had to know that was coming.
It's not funny.
Not at all.
We have a special guest with us today, Miss Reese.
Hey. I don't have anything else cute to say after that. I didn't practice it. Hey.
And it's at this time I'd like everyone to rise to your feet, remove your hats, place your hands over your hearts, and all hail the queen.
Hey, yo, y'all out there? Y'all still dating or nah? No, I'm just kidding. How's everybody doing? Thank you for listening to the show. Welcome. Thank you for pushing play.
We left them to fend for themselves so long.
I know.
Be dating.
Is this thing on?
Can we get some feedback on positive stories? Like, can we know that,
people getting married.
People are actually, shit's actually working.
Holding hands.
It's working.
We got enough world style out there. Mm. Yeah, letting us know that.
That'd be cool.
Bitches is hoes and niggas ain't shit. And we got enough of that. Can we get some
true love?
Some
Gucci Mane's getting married, fresh out of jail.
Jesus Christ.
Does that count?
No. Not on this show. No.
So, Miss Reese.
Yes.
New to the show. Tell the people about yourself and tell them how you made it here.
Well, I am a true Washingtonian, literally born and raised in Washington, D.C. I'm very proud of that. It's not a lot of us who are here. Let me see. How did I get here? I have re-engaged with my passion for writing over the past, I would say, about 2 years. And my writing has pushed me to a blog, which I kind of woke up with it in my spirit. And the blog is really taking off and picking up, and I'm very excited about it. So the blogging and my speaking engagements, I think that's how I've gotten here today. I don't know if I should say what the blog is about or if that's your job.
Absolutely.
What am I doing? Okay, so the blog is called...
Thank you for asking.
The blog is called I Now Pronounce You Divorced. And I started it because, obviously I'm divorced. That's why I wrote it. But divorce has this kind of, it's got this curse on it. And what would happen is when I would tell people, yeah, we're divorced, people would give me the, aw, or the sad face, or the, ouch, people would do that. And I'm like, wait, no, it's fine. Mm-hmm. I promise you it's fine. And so it kind of stemmed from there. I did a Facebook post about my divorce on the what would have been my 10-year wedding anniversary. And I got a lot of feedback from that. So it kind of, that's when it kind of got in my spirit. So the blog launched last Wednesday, and we're going to be doing it every 2 weeks, and I'm excited about it.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Mm-hmm. Nice, nice, nice. Like
well, you were in the right place then.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, 10 years, wow.
Yeah, it would have been 10 years.
Wow. All right. It's lifetime.
You said what?
Gosh, you know what? It's a lifetime. I never actually sat and thought about, where would I be right now?
Mm. Ooh.
Uh-oh. Trying to count the years?
Actually, wow, this I would be 21.
Wow.
That's a great question. What about you, Diego?
What about me what?
Like if you were would have stayed married.
If I stayed married?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't even think about that concept.
No, I mean, how many years would it have been now?
Right.
Oh, if I stayed married?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, my answer would have been incarcerated or dead, no years.
Right.
Let me see. It would probably have been like 21, 22 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mine
would have been
96. 96,
yeah.
Mine
would have been
19.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Y'all like, y'all would have been lifers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just the thought of that just scares me.
Oh, man. I had an omen on my wedding day that I just scratched my head. It was the most beautiful day. I mean, sun just beautiful. By 8 o'clock that evening, we were halfway on the way to 3 feet of snow.
Oh, what? Wow.
And I was like, first time I've ever heard thunder in a snowstorm.
Oh, wow.
Thunder snow.
And I was like, Lord, what are you telling me?
Yeah, it's called thunderstorm.
Yeah, that, yeah.
So,
I've never heard that.
Now, my day was a beautiful day, too, and I was purposely late for my wedding.
You were purposely late?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I didn't want to be married.
So you shouldn't have done it.
Boy, babe.
Hey,
oh, well.
That's it was unseasonably warm on my wedding day as well in December, 60 degrees.
Wow.
December 29th, yep.
December is a beautiful time to get married.
It really is.
It really is.
All that summer shit and putting on all that clothes and
sweating makeup off.
Right. Yeah. So
December is a beautiful time.
Nothing cute.
November, well, December, yeah.
Yeah, mine was August the 3rd.
Damn.
My anniversary, yeah.
That was right in the,
I know,
heat stroke.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You pregnant
time.
At the time?
I was January 6th.
This is a shotgun wedding. You're just an idiot.
Okay.
I just say, you know, he gets married in August.
Because that's when we met. We wanted to keep it like that.
Aww.
That's when we met. I'm sentimental like that.
You know, August 3rd. You know, the Latinas, they hot blooded by nature. They love their heat.
Did she just shimmy?
How long were you married?
She definitely shimmy.
15 years?
That's a long time. That's a lifetime.
That is a long time.
I can't imagine looking at someone that's every day, all day.
I ain't say it was peaches and cream.
I can totally imagine that.
Really?
Yeah.
Me too. He can't.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
Look at the same body, huh?
Mm-hmm. Same one.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Queen, you want to take this over before it gets real?
Right.
To the same one.
Too late.
She said the same one.
Yikes. Too late. All right. Let's get into the first question. Someone wanted to know, can your woman make you sleep on the couch if she's mad?
Mm.
Oh. I mean, she can do whatever the hell. Mm. She can request whatever she wants to request. I guess it's up to you. Are you going to acquiesce to that bullshit?
And you can respectfully decline.
Absolutely.
Said request.
I think that comes from like white people and, you know, those TV shows where people go, oh, you know, show, you're gonna sleep on the couch tonight. But I can't actually think about a grown ass man actually saying, okay, dear, I'm gonna sleep on the couch. I mean, you're gonna be mad at me. You're gonna be mad at me in that bed and stuff like that.
So,
I mean, that's enough space for the both of us to be mad and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Because if I have to sleep on the couch, we both sleeping on the couch because I'm going to pee in the bed.
God damn it.
I'm going to urinate all over the
bed. So
I did. I have some experience with this. I did it once. One time. This is when we really first started talking about divorce. We had that horrible conversation about the fact that that's what was going to happen. And I needed to be far away from him. So I actually drove to Philadelphia. It happened on a Thursday. I drove to Philadelphia that Friday to be with one of my best friends there. Came back on Sunday. And he's like, hey, Reese. I'm like, what do you mean? it's no hay reef. Like, what do you mean? So I'm like upstairs and he's upstairs and it's time to simmer down for bed. And homeboy was getting in that bed. And I said, what are you doing? So that is the one time I did ask him to sleep on the couch that one time.
What do you mean? What are you doing?
Because it was not business as usual.
It still belongs to him until the paper signed that it dumped.
It belonged to him, but it not that night it didn't.
Yeah, it did too.
he went downstairs.
He should give you some knockout drops. Fix your little Cosby mixture.
Oh, and from there we didn't have to, and we stayed in the house together, I would say another maybe another 4 to 6 weeks after that, before he moved out. And he stayed on the couch and in the basement. We didn't have that conversation ever again. He just decided to stay away.
Awkward as fuck.
Yeah, no, it's the same thing. Same type of thing happened. When we knew we was like getting ready to be on the outs, I was like, look.
You put him on the couch?
You know what? I'm going to tell you honestly. It gets to the point where you are like so sick of each other, you don't even want to be next to each other. It's not that you still have feelings and it's like, oh, I'm just going to try to, you know, hold myself asleep. No, you really don't want to be next to each other. You are not loving. It's done. And so, like, I don't even want to lay next to you. It gets to that point. And then, of course, then one is on the couch and one is in the bed. But and especially if there's children involved, you don't really want to have a lot of, you don't want to have a lot of confusion and arguing and stuff. So usually one will say, all right, I'll just go, you know what I mean? So just to keep the peace. But what it's like when you're done, you're done. It's done. It's like the person just repulses you, like, oh no, just go over there.
Well, when I was, I mean, and granted mine only lasted a year, but when I said, hey, I was done with you, I still slept in my bed. Now if she wanted to go sleep on the couch or whatever, that's fine, but I'm still staying in my bed. That's just the way it's going to be. You can be mad at me in my bed. I don't give a shit.
Okay. So if you were dating someone, would it be the same thing? Like if you just want to quickly say, yeah, it'd be the same, or no, it wouldn't be the same?
No, it wouldn't be the same.
I don't think it would be the same.
No. Okay. So you wouldn't put that person on the couch if you were dating them? Not because, you know, people are talking about getting divorced from people. Mm-hmm. So we know that's at that point. You're at that point where you're like, I want to kill you. I want to smack you every time
so
I see you.
So dating but living together?
So yeah, let's just say like, or maybe he or she came and stayed over and y'all were mad at each other.
I would excuse myself if I didn't want to sleep in the same bed with them. Okay. In a dating situation.
Oh, in a dating?
Yeah. Right. In a dating situation. So let's put it in a dating situation now.
No, I still, because I mean, to me, mad pussy is the best. So I mean.
You know what?
I mean, you know, I wouldn't put you on the couch and stuff like that because I have to go get you. So no, I'll still like, no, we're gonna stay here. You be mad, but
I'm saying if I was beefing with him, it you know, on that level, I would just be like, you know what, let me just go to this couch before.
But 3 o'clock you're not gonna be beefing no more.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Yeah, oh yeah. But all men don't have
they
that type
the dark.
There you go.
All men don't have that thought process though. Some of them just get mad and things don't work anymore. You know what I mean? Like it's the emotions are cute. So
and if he's on the couch, he can text his other babe.
Exactly. But my thing is, if I'm dating you and we're beefing, I'm going home or you're going home. You're not going to be in the same vicinity with me.
What if
being
it's really
all
late? You going to kick somebody out at like 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning?
You can beat shoot it. Me a text. Let me know you made it.
Hey, how about that?
Damn.
Deuces.
If it's,
what kind of beefing y'all doing that y'all need to be kicking people out and stuff like that?
And look, if it's that bad, if you got to sleep on the couch and we're dating, it's pretty bad. So you can just go.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, how bad is it that you have to kick someone? I mean, if you're having an argument, a disagreement about whatever, and the person's like, you know, I'm going to go sleep on the couch and da, 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 but not to the point of you kicking out or you have to leave, because at that point, then we just done.
Yeah, well, we're pretty much done.
Yeah. So, damn. I mean, that's not kicking people out. We're done. You asked me to leave. I wasn't coming back.
Oh, well, hey.
And I'm going to get something before I leave.
A parting gift.
Ugh.
Oh,
God. Give me some of that.
Ew. That sounds real rapey.
A little slightly creepy.
Right. So, I mean, I guess I think they always have the, you know, the age-old adage, never go to bed mad. So you would think you could probably try to work it out before you went to bed. Mm-hmm. And if you couldn't, I mean, I'm with you guys. Depending on the situation, if it was just something like a disagreement, then I can, you know, I can still share a bed with someone I had a disagreement with. Mm-hmm. If it was something that was like, it got elevated to curse words, then I don't know about that, because, you know, I can, you know, I can get belligerent with it sometimes. So I don't really know if I could do that. But if it was like a 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning situation, and more than likely, you know, we probably had cocktails or something, I wouldn't want that person to go outside and get in a car and then go home, and if something happened to him, then I gotta live with that shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I would rather, for, you know, I'd be like, no, you can have a bed, and I would just go sleep on the couch.
Yeah, that's,
you know what I'm saying? Or something like that. Myself. And then hopefully maybe, you know, in the morning, cooler heads would prevail, and we would just talk about it, you know? And, it, you know, because I don't know about y'all, but I don't stay mad for very long. So I think probably either a couple hours later or probably in the morning, I would be over it. So,
yeah.
But anyway.
I'll stay mad. Especially if it's
been
pussy in the bed.
Oh my God.
Look, you know what?
I'm just saying.
It depends on what it is.
We all do that. Don't act like it's just me.
No, you're right. No, I mean, and it is good that it's like that too. I ain't gonna lie. You're right. But, you know, I'm just saying.
We be touching your shoulder. You still mad?
No. All right. Let's move on. Here we go.
That's when it's extra intense.
All right.
Sleep.
Oh my God. Not the violent makeup. Damn. Okay. All right. We kind of talked about this a little bit before we started the show, but Reese had a great question. So, in the age of social media, how do you debut a new relationship?
Ooh. I'm looking for answers, y'all, because I don't know. Because when I was married, Facebook was really just taking off. So we were married and we posted married pictures. You know, there was no, we didn't have to go through this question and answering, well, do you think we should? And what's my status? And we didn't have to go through any of that. So I've only gotten close to that point once, post-divorce. And it was so awkward.
Push that button.
It was so very awkward. I just didn't know. I don't know. I didn't know what to do about it, but I share a lot on social media, so
you got me on this one, because I don't do social media, so I don't know what is the correct protocol, if there is any, anyway, as far as time frame to put your picture of your significant, or do you introduce, I mean, what is it really?
I feel like
are you introducing that person to the world, or what? I mean, what?
I think what you can do is kind of like wait till you go out on an outing. Like, say if you go, you're somewhere and you do something, and you can kind of post it, you know, like a little selfie of you and her, you know, at the something something bar, whatever. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Then people kind of get the
idea.
And
then people are like, who's that? And then right. they post the big eyes and they do all of that.
Right. And they're like, oh, she's cute and you guys look nice together. And then that's how you kind of like, kind of introduce it. But I,
so it's not like introducing, like
introducing
not
my boo. But I'm private. Like, I have Facebook, I do not check in. I don't want you to know my comings and goings. That's just, I'm just a very private person. I have every privacy lock on my Facebook page. All you see is a little head when you type. Is that's it. So
oh,
yeah, they're like a little face of my head. Like, that's no, get him on a little face. Oh my God.
I was about to say your friendly question.
But I, yeah, so I don't.
So you don't post pictures of anyone?
No. The only time, and the only time I checked in was when my son graduated from college, and I was like, checking into the college, but there was no pictures up there. It's just people knew that I was there enjoying the graduation. That's just me.
There's good and bad about doing that whole social media check-in like that, because I'm gonna tell you, you can post that picture and you can go in the settings and change your status and all that. Only thing it's gonna do is make that inbox blow up.
Yeah.
Like, oh, for real?
Yeah.
Damn, okay. Like, so mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, offers.
Oh, really?
Questions. You know, you're gonna have that's that, and look, that's when you're really gonna find out who liked you. Cause that's when you're gonna get the inbox like, damn, that's fucked up. I couldn't get a look. Or oh. Damn, okay, shit. I mean, what I've been doing this whole time. You find out a lot. Okay. You wanna keep posting shit. But I guess the thing to do is sort of a gradual thing. You know, it's like, hey, at the concert, you know, and mm-hmm. just kind of just, you have the picture, but you don't name them in the picture. And it kind of progresses from that. Then it goes from, you know, at the concert with Bay, and then it goes to, you know.
That second step.
Yeah, it kind of just progresses, you know, and then, you know, the holidays start rolling through, like, you know, just had the most wonderful Valentine's Day, and blah, 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 thank you, and tag the person.
And then Bay gets a name.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm learning.
Later on.
So, what progression of the, I guess, the dating is this? I mean, what's the 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months? Is there any particular?
I think it's case by case.
Yeah. I mean, because, I guess you should kind of wait until you get that feeling that, okay, this person might be around for a little while.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know, if you want to, you know, start posting your dating exploits, then, you know, get some other inbox questions. But yeah, I mean, I guess if somebody's going to be around for a little bit, then you can start that way.
Because it's like if you post it and say you would, you know, old girl or old dude for, I don't know, a couple of months or whatever, and then all of a sudden that's over, and then you here you are with another one,
and then the pictures then come
one,
down,
and then another one, and after a while, they like, you know, what's going on with you? I mean, you know, so
that's why you kind of want to wait.
So, I mean, unless you like, I don't know, maybe if you're going to the altar with this person, maybe that's where you should start.
Damn,
you know what? One of my Facebook friends actually just did that this week. She has never posted a relationship picture at all, she's never said out with Bae, she's never done any of that stuff, and she posted this week, like, ta-da, we got married 3 months ago, and then she, like, introduces this husband. And I mean, good for her, but I don't...
So, hubby ain't feel no way about that?
I guess not.
He's probably happy.
The fact that he's, like, cropped out of all activities.
He was not cropped out of everything. She just didn't mention it.
Oh, okay, so he was visual. He just didn't... They just didn't...
She posts... Her posts are generally like she does massages and stuff like that. So she would post about that or if she was out with the girls, but she never posted anything relationship-y.
Like, hey guys, I'm engaged.
But all of a sudden,
hey guys, I'm dating somebody. Married.
Yeah, she did a latergram from the Dominican Republic and she was married.
Okay. Yeah. Someone I know did that. Mm-hmm. Although I would ask you if it was the same person, but it was like last year.
Okay, yeah, this just happened. Yeah, so fresh off the press.
And I think that's the way it should be. I mean, I don't think. You know, like I said, I'm not on social media of any kind, but I just don't think you need to put your business out there.
I think it depends on your social media persona. Like, I know I share a lot on social media. Like, I'm very open. Okay. Like, this whole divorce shit, I can say that on this, so I'm excited. Yeah. This whole divorce thing, you know, I'm very transparent and very, I leave myself to be vulnerable. So I will share when I see something that's worthy of posting it on there, I think I will. Yeah.
Okay. In this day of social media, people share. And it's like, and when you put a relationship up there, whether it's on Instagram or Facebook, that's when people know it's serious. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's real. Oh,
okay. It's like a big thing.
Yeah. It's like, they're together. I mean, I know it sounds funny to you because you're not on the social media, but I mean, it really means something to people when they see something. And even like B said, it's like, you're going to get those questions like, wait a minute, who that? Where they come from?
Yes, I've posted pictures with platonic male friends and the inbox opened up like, who is that? Who is he? Where is it?
Okay.
No.
Right. I mean, but those are questions that are, I mean, in today's world, that's a legit question. Like another one of my friends posted a picture and I was like, in my mind, like, wait a minute, what happened to the other dude? The dude I just saw a couple months ago. Now this is Bae and Boo, and you love him, and it's all
and you go back and you start scrolling, and all those other pictures have disappeared.
I was just about to ask that question real quick before we switch topic. So once you break up with Bae or Boo, do you go back and delete all the shit from Bae and Boo, or do you just say, who cares, and keep
it moving?
Apparently,
they gotta go. That's what I've seen.
Oh, so you delete
the because the new Bae and Boo is not gonna want that. Not gonna want to see you booed up with the old dude.
So I got to go back through.
You gotta go back.
Like 5 years of Facebook
archives.
That's why I don't put nothing on there. That's why I don't do it. You won't never see no.
So Boo ain't on Facebook.
No. Boo, I'm on Boo's Facebook page though.
Uh-oh. Oh,
do you get tagged?
Ooh. Uh-oh.
No, because with my privacy settings, you cannot tag.
Uh-oh. I know that's right.
Uh-oh. So you faking social media. That's what it really comes I'm kind of fake it.
Okay. I'm a lurker.
I was just going to say that.
I'm a lurker.
I was like, she's one of those people that peek in, like, what y'all doing?
And then peek out. And then peek out. Yeah.
So what if he didn't put you on his? Would you care?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't care about that.
Okay.
But what if he put up, like I said, like events like that y'all have gone to, and it's just him like, hey, I'm here at this, and post just looks like he's solo.
Yeah.
I would be like, what's up with that?
Uh-oh.
Wait, because my thing is, if you're going to put yourself on there, don't be trying to act like you flossing and going to all these places, and I have nothing to do with it. Because I, you know,
see,
me,
now
I'm
you got it? See, that brings up another point, though. Like, you have to do some sort of acknowledgement, because what will happen is, and this is something that happened with my, I don't know if you want to call it relationship, but pre-lationship. I posted something and guys posted things like, ooh, beautiful, or, you know, heart eyes and all this kind of stuff. And he asked me, like, who is this? Who is that? But we're not public on social media. So this guy can actually give me the emoji hearts because he doesn't know that I'm in a pre-lationship or whatever it is. So that's another thing, too, that happens when you don't share it. Then the other people feel comfortable and they just feel like they have a license to
say whatever
they want to say.
So since you don't share yours and he shares, he can do whatever he want.
What you mean?
She said, what you
only
mean?
In America, Don King. Only in America.
What you mean? Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get one more. Right, let's get in one more question before we go to break, guys. Are you all familiar with the show Married at First Sight?
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah. No. No reason. No. Okay. So, a quick summary of the show. These people sign up for this show and they get married. And the only time they meet each other is when they get down to the end of the aisle.
I did see one episode of that. I did.
Right. I think I want to say this on like episode or season
3.
Yeah, 3 or 4.
Okay.
So that really is the premise. And some of the people on the show, they have stayed married, and some of them have had babies, and some of them got divorced as soon as the show was over, you know. So that's pretty much it. So you're marrying a person on site, you know, at first sight.
Right. They do research on the two people and try to match them.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
As best as they can.
Yeah. There's like,
but,
okay.
But you don't get to see them until.
Yeah. I didn't want to go that
you
far.
In front of the.
But I mean, yeah. Because it is like a psychiatrist and a matchmaker and somebody, like one other person.
Yeah.
And then they give them counseling throughout the time period in which they give them the option. Do you want to stay?
So can I be superficial if I'm in the pre-stages? Like, I want them tall, dark, and it. Like, can I say this kind of stuff and they'll pair it?
You can say what you want, but I mean, still may not be somebody you're attracted to. Like, one of the people in the first season, like, she was just not attracted to the dude. Like, was like, ugh.
But didn't they say married?
Yeah, they're
still married.
Still married and just had a baby.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But she wasn't attracted to him in the beginning at all.
Right.
But she got to meet his personality.
Okay. So let me get to the question. So the question is, would you go on the show Married at First Sight? Now that you know the background of it, would you go on the show?
I would. I would do it. Yeah. I mean, because the fact that I could get opt out of it if I don't like it. So, I mean, to me,
I mean, you are legally still married, though.
I know, but I can get divorced. Like, yeah, this is not going to work for me, and I can get out. So, yeah, I would do it. I would try it.
I would do it because I actually believe in love at first sight.
So I don't believe in love at first sight.
I believe in like a crazy hopeless.
I believe in lust, and I like you.
Me too, but I don't believe in love at first sight. I believe
in
love and
light. I love it. I'm so corny. I believe in it.
Really?
I do. I could be on a romantic comedy. I could totally. I could totally do it.
But what if the guy they pair you with is like, say you like tall, right? Mm-hmm. And the guy is almost tall.
First of all, how are you defining almost tall?
You know, almost tall are those niggas who are like 5'10", 5'11".
You know what? And
they almost tall.
I'm doing almost tall.
Because to me, tall is someone who's 6 feet. If you're 6 and over, you're tall. If you're 5'10", 5'11", you're almost tall.
And to me,
tall
is like 6'5 and better.
Well, I mean, that's giant. Okay.
I'm giant.
I know, but that's just giant. Okay.
That's just giant.
Yeah, you're being greedy and stuff like that. But you know,
so. But
5'10"
Yeah, that's almost doable. So if you got there, and
but if you 5'10", baby, you got to have a whole lot of other stuff.
Oh, yes, you do.
But you don't know that. But you, that's what I'm saying. But that's the whole point of.
No, I'm looking at Shorty over there. Yes, she did.
Didn't she go 5'?
What in the world?
I don't really. Person carry around her old step stool. But I mean, that's so but nice. So the guy gets it and he's 5'10", but he does, and maybe he's thin. Thinly
built. 5'10 and thin.
Yeah. And that's your match. And yeah, so. I mean, that's the gamble.
I'll give him a whirl.
That's the gamble. I mean, that's the gamble you have to take.
Yeah, I'll give him a whirl. So,
but I would do it, though.
No.
Sonia.
Oh.
That's big size. I'm going to say no. No, I'm going to say no. I want to pick my own person. That's just me. I want to pick my own person. I'm a connector. So I'm big with connection. I have to connect with you first for me to even. I like to fall deeply in love, but I have to connect with you first to then be, you know what I mean? So I don't know if I would just do the arranged marriage thing because it's going to take me a year to, or at least 6 months for me to connect with you. I don't care what the psychiatrist says, the psychologist says, we could be a match. That don't mean nothing.
So I have a funny sidebar about that when you said arranged marriage. Mm-hmm. My marriage was kind of arranged.
Wow. Mm.
Which is, I know, crazy.
What's his name?
So basically, the long story short is that our parents went to the same church. So his mother, my father, and they both were in cahoots, and they were like, oh, we've got to introduce them. We've got to do all of this. So they tricked me into, I didn't attend that church. The three of them did, but they tricked me into coming to some event at the church, and then they introduced us, and then like everyone was like, oh, wow, it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the relationship started.
Yeah, that's good, though.
Divorced, though.
But you had a good 9-year run, though.
Well, there's some small print to that too. But
I mean, but you had a good run, though. I mean, you know, I mean, I thought you from birth, y'all was kind of put together.
No, that's a good run, though. We had a new school arranged marriage.
Yeah, it was a good run.
It was a hooker.
I think at this point in my life, I don't think I can do it. Just because I really don't have a bunch of time to waste. I don't know. It depends on what the...
For a year?
Huh?
How long is it for?
Oh, it's not a year. I want to say it's like a couple months.
Oh. You could do a couple months.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you could do a couple months.
I mean,
probably.
What that check look like?
I know.
That check is nice.
Okay. Oh, wait,
yeah. I can do
yeah,
that.
I want to say, I think it's we'll a couple months. I'm not sure, to be honest with you. But either way, at the end of it, you can.
You figure we walk around with blind open eyes anyway. And
right. Yeah, you can
picking
do that.
That diamond only to find out.
A lump of coal.
When the jeweler puts that.
Why your face look like that?
I don't know. You got a cubic.
Uh-oh. Oh, golly.
Well.
That ain't a cubic.
Yeah.
Dirty. Sounds like another show.
Right, okay. I think in my, just for S&Gs, probably in my 20s and 30s, I would have done it. Just because, you know, it would have been fun, you know, to just kind of like be out there and get to know somebody and, you know, walk down the aisle. You know, your nerves are probably like, what's this motherfucker look like? You know, or, you know, he's probably thinking the same thing. And then you get down there, either you're like, oh, no, right. Or you're like, ooh.
Oh,
which you see a lot of that, too.
Oh, that's
like a,
nice.
Yeah, it was a lot of like, you know,
I don't know. I'm not good at hiding that shit.
Well, I'm telling you, Neva, I want to say that the girl was like, oh, no, like kind of left and then came back. So,
yeah.
Or
yeah.
It was something like that. Or she saw him and didn't go in or something. Yeah. It was something bad. Yeah. Where it was like, ugh.
Then those producers got home and they listen, that check ain't going to clear if you
hello?
Don't go down in there.
Yeah. Probably. Right. So, I don't know. At this point in my life, I don't know. I don't think so. I would just like for things to happen organically. If it's going to happen with somebody, you know.
You couldn't do 3 months? 4 months?
No.
Really?
Because, no. Nah. I mean, that would have to be a large check. And me, like, he and I would have to be like, look here. Let's just be cool. While the camera's on.
Going to negotiation.
I'm saying, like, let's get this money. At some point, you know, they're not on. No, at some point, they're not on.
I mean, they have to leave, like, if things are going to get to an intimate step.
We'll pretend like they're about to get like, be like, look, we got to talk.
I've seen the show where camera was, they done clicked lights off. They in the bed. Uh-oh. They spooning and the whole shit in the camera. Like, yep, we got this.
Oh.
Yeah.
It would have to be some point. Come to the bathroom while pretend to pee or something. Let's take a shower or some point. There is no camera.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. If it's going there,
right?
Then they
then I would be like, look here. I don't know what your pocket look like.
I wouldn't trust it though, because it's not just a camera, man. Right. Them cameras is wired in the house.
Hey,
you don't know what's running.
They can hear it. It'd be like, hey, I don't know what your pockets look like. My pockets could use this cash for right now. Let's do this. And let's see where this goes for fun.
You don't even got to send it to each other because the producers are saying that to y'all half the time. Mm-hmm. Remind y'all of the payment at stake.
Mm-hmm. I know, but I still think it's different if you have a, you know, look here. You know, don't be a butthole. I won't be a butthole.
He's going to be squeezing on the goods and all that
stuff. There you go.
Let's just make this work. Like,
come on, we in this for the money.
Not on camera. Oh, no, you don't.
He's going to be like, come on, queen. We in here for the money.
Wait a minute. Oh, my God.
Not on camera, nah. Unless I was like, yeah, we going to do this for the... But no, that's disrespectful. But which is really funny because...
Disrespectful to his wife.
But I'm saying...
Come here, folks. Come here, baby.
But I'm saying, but like, it was on the first season, this black couple, they couldn't stand each other, but they was doing it all the time. You have to.
That's like, the part I couldn't understand.
Always on miserable like
or something. Hey, listen, sometimes.
Yeah. But their chemistry. Johnson. Woo, that chemistry, sexual chemistry was hot. Oh my gosh, it was it. They were like, damn, I hate this person. Yeah. Yeah. Each other.
But what that mouth
pretty much. They did not like each other. I was sad for her. I was like, damn, y'all the only black couple and y'all the ones that ain't make it, but okay. Right.
Yeah, that's true. They were the only ones who didn't make it.
Yeah.
Well, I honestly thought that, because I even saw some blogs and some feedback, I honestly thought that they were going to get a spinoff show. And just kind of.
They couldn't do it. They just.
Stand each other. She got a spinoff show.
Yeah, for something else. It didn't last. But yeah. They hated each other like a lot.
And the guy was crazy. He was crazy.
Yeah, he was. I was like, why don't you just go ahead and date a white woman and get it over with?
Yeah, because that's what he wanted. He wanted a white woman.
That's what he wanted. And it's fine. You date who you want to date. Right. You know, don't front and be like, oh, I want a black woman, blah, blah, blah. Right. Well, you really don't.
Right, because he couldn't handle her personality at all.
And she wasn't even like, it wasn't like she was mean or crazy.
She had some issues though.
No, I'm not saying she didn't. They both did because they weren't together. So, but anyway, let's talk about this in the break, guys. So we're going to take a really quick break and we will be right back.
Excuse me. I know we just met, but may I have this dance?
Sitting here with a drink in my hand. I can't ignore. I must admit I like watching you dance, but it seems like I've seen this before. Girl, you look like my first wife. Wow. Oh, I've never been married before. So I kiss your hand and tell you thank you. You turn and ask me what for.
Do we make you love again?
Welcome back to In Deep Show. Dating sucks? Question mark. Does it? Thank you for listening to the show. You know if you want to send us some feedback, 202-750-1437. 202-750-1IDS. Or you can send us an email at indeepshow@yahoo.com. So speaking of feedback, we do have some. And we're going to need some more, guys, because, you know, eventually we're going to run out of questions. So, we're going to need those questions. We're going to need some feedback. We're going to need some of it all. If you want to keep this show going, we need your help with that, too. Let's see what we got.
I'm sorry, IDS Dayton crew. I had to. I'm in the middle of shaving, and I heard Diego just blurt out some bullshit. Normally, I roll with him. But the nigga called himself a professional dater. And he said a professional dater is... It basically makes them feel good on a date, know what to say, you know, things like that. Nigga, that's not a professional dater. That's a good personality. Nigga. Hey, Diego be killing me, bro. you're just a good person. You just know how to hold a convo. You know how to direct that dialogue. That's not a professional. Nigga, that's just in your personality. Let me finish listening to the rest of the show, though. Diego, you keep it up, boy. Keep it up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and by the way, it's your boy. It's your nephew, BTG.
Can I respond to that? Actually, it's more than a personality because you have to know exactly how to basically deal with a person of all types. So it's not just personality. I mean, it's just how you finesse a person, how you get the person to do what you need them to do on a date, and you know, so it's just not personality. And I appreciate that you saying that I'm a good dude. I don't hear that too often, so I do appreciate that.
I can co-sign that. I mean, but I kind of understand what he's saying. It does take a person to get to know somebody and make them feel comfortable while you're out.
Well, that's part of being a professional and knowing how, because it's all of us been on. I mean, most of y'all been on bad dates where the person's not saying the right, the conversation's not flowing, or whatever the person's not doing. The professional part of it comes in that you know how to get that person to come outside themselves, to direct that person on a date. Sometimes the person just uncomfortable, making them feel uncomfortable, whatever. That's being a professional. If you never had a bad date, but every date you've been on, no matter what the walk of life of the person is or whatever, you get them to have a good time. That takes professionalism.
I was going to say, does that come with numbers, though? I mean, if you're saying it's not a personality thing, does that just come with numbers?
What you mean?
Right. Meaning, like, you done been out on enough of them now that you feel like you're a professional. It's like somebody being a professional gambler.
No. I mean, exactly. It's like a professional gambler. You know when to bluff, when to hold them, and all those stuff. When to walk away.
When to run.
Right. You count your money and, you know, sitting at the tables, you know, but all that. But no, it's kind of the same thing. It's not just the sheer numbers. It's really knowing how to really... finesse a person.
I was just about to say finesse.
Get you just know how to finesse everybody, because come on, I mean, y'all have bad dates and it's like, why the fuck am I here? It's just knowing how to finesse a person, even when you're not having a good date, but you say in yourself, you know something, I'm going to make this work in spite of that person.
I think another aspect of it is, and I'll just pick this up just from our conversations, you know, there's some people that even in their 40s or whatever, are still nervous about a first date.
Absolutely.
And I don't think Diego, you know, he kind of walks in like, fuck us, we going out. We're going to eat, we're going to drink, we're going to talk. Might fuck, who knows?
All right.
So.
That's the wild card.
Question mark?
Never a wild card.
As he zips his zipper.
Right. Boy. Okay.
So do you have those, like, marathon dates, like you start out with dinner and drinks, or happy hour or something, and then you keep going to the next.
You never do that. Because a professional dater, you know, it's a time limit within that date.
Shut
up. And you keep it a time limit.
Really?
Yes.
So I've been doing it all wrong.
Yes.
Shut up.
Yes.
Okay. I'm taking notes.
No, I mean, it really is, because, I mean, when you go on a date, and yes, you feel like the date can go on forever and ever and ever. But those are times when you need to cut it, because you want the person wanting more. If you're constantly giving them more and more and more, what's to look forward to it?
Can I tell you, this is episode 19. I'm going to need you to go back to one and catch yourself up.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay.
I mean, by no means, as we've said multiple times, we are not experts. I mean, except for Diego, he's a professional dancer.
Right.
But the rest of us are mere mortals. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just our experience, mm-hmm. you know, and things that we've gone through or things we've seen other people go through, mm-hmm. you know. So, you know, so just our humble opinions.
Duly noted.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, we always talk about, like, a first date. You know, it's when you're meeting somebody that you know, you don't know. Like, you may have literally met on POF or mm-hmm. Black People Meet. Mm-hmm. You do, like, coffee dates. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you don't do, dinner. Like,
or
dinner
meet
and drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And drinks and
stuff. I hate the
meet and greet. Yeah. No, meet and greets are the best thing.
It drives me crazy.
Why?
I just hate that it sounds like you're participating in an auction or
you
something.
Are.
I don't want to feel like
you
that.
You might not
want to
feel like, but
you.
That's what you are. He's looking at you. He's checking out your teeth. He's looking at you. He's looking at your hindquarters.
Damn, this sounds like a slavery thing. What the hell?
He's looking at your hindquarters, checking out your teeth.
I had a guy who literally, he literally asked me to, like, hey, can you drive by my house? You know, and I'll come outside and meet you at your car.
No.
What?
No, that's doing that.
But he said that because it
worked before.
You're
asking to be killed.
Right, of course.
And I ain't gonna lie to you. I have done that when I was dating on the internet, and I have done that, and I'm glad I did because the girl was missing side teeth and she looked like a horse.
Oh.
But she's smiling and it's like, yeah. But, I mean, that happened. But, I mean, on a meet and greet, like going to coffee, something like that, especially on the first date should not ever, it should just be a meet and greet during the daytime because we all look different at night. Mm-hmm. That camouflage, that night camouflage.
Filters.
That filter.
Filters are the devil.
That day makeup is different than nighttime makeup.
Exactly.
Yeah. We all know that too.
So you go, and, meet during the daytime. I always think no matter if you meet a person on the street or whether you meet them on the internet or whatever, meet during the day for coffee. Mm-hmm. Or whatever you drink.
Yep.
And sit down, have a chat.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. That marathon dating, that's just, he just weighing you down for the kill.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next question. So, speaking of first dates, I'm going to ask the gentleman, and then, of course, ladies, you know, you can chime in. How much skin is too much skin for a first date? You know, if you're out and you know, go on a first date and she comes out there and she got her cleavage out and she got on a short skirt. I mean, you know, women should be able to dress whatever way they want to dress. But mm-hmm. I'm just asking the gentleman how much skin is too much skin.
Is it a date or is it the meet and greet?
First date.
After date, okay.
Well, personally, I think you should show as much as you want.
I knew he was going to say that.
You can even wear a uterus dress.
Oh, my God.
And I would not be upset with you. I have no problem with how much skin you show on your first date. I think if you're comfortable with it.
You have a bondage dress at Starbucks.
Yes,
I'm going to smack you.
If that's what you want to wear and you feel comfortable and you can rock it, I'm all for it. I'm all for the personality of showing what you are about.
I'm waiting for the other gentleman to respond
as well. He can't help it.
Did you say uterus?
Yeah, I'm gonna go the
I'm
other
still
direction.
On that. Uterus dress. Oh my God.
I'm gonna go the other direction. If it looks like I just came and took you off the pole and brought you out to dinner, that's a no.
Pew.
I'm sorry.
Pew.
Looks sexy, but. You know, give me a little, little peek here, a little peek there is cool, but I need you to cover up.
So what you're saying, you mind?
Cover up.
Huh?
You mind?
Do I mind?
Like this, I don't mind?
Oh my God. Well, I'm saying, I need it.
I mean, like I say, it doesn't, to me, it's like, because how you dress really does not really reflect your personality. And I've learned that
it actually does reflect your personality.
But it's like,
no. Okay, take for instance. Remember the woman I dated in L.A.? And she dressed very revealing. I mean, titty out, ass out, all of about. Which I really enjoy, by the way. But her personality was totally different from that. You know? Huh?
Mm-hmm. It was very subdued.
Right, but you knew that. Yeah. But the people y'all walked past was like, oh, she a hoe.
Yeah, but I don't care what people think.
I dig it, but when this starts getting to the point where dudes start coming out their mouth crazy and now you being looked at to defend her honor,
I'm like,
if you look the part, then this is what you get.
I'm one of those dudes, if you wear it, you should fight. Learn to fight. I'm not fighting for your ass. I'm telling you right now. I'm going to say, hey, you wore that shit, so you better knuckle up. I ain't fighting for your honor. Fuck that.
Yo. Let me bring. Hold on. Let me bring this back. It was for a first date. That was the question.
Right.
Okay. So let me bring
these
it.
Things happen on
no,
first
I know
dates.
What I'm saying. But so let me bring it back for the ladies, mm-hmm. so they can get their turn. We're talking about for a first date,
mm-hmm.
not somebody you've been dating and you need to knuckle up and take off your heels and fight somebody. We're not talking about that. How would you dress, and how much is too much skin for you on a first date?
I am actually very covered up tonight. So,
that's
right, baby.
But this ain't a date.
No, I'm just saying, like, I am normal. I'm totally okay with exposing a little bit of cleavage, or, you know, I have long legs. So sometimes those are. Right, at play as well, but
notice her voice went a little bit sassy.
I know, really, she got real sassy.
I cover my legs.
Well, because okay, so one of the things for me, confidence is a really big thing for me. So if I'm feeling kind of sexy with a little, you see my shoulder, a little number.
It's a whole bunch of shimmying.
It's
in
a
the
lot
studio.
Of shimmying going on. But honestly, I'm still stuck on the uterus dress. But I'll come back. Mm-hmm. So,
he needs the bandage dress, you know. But you know, this fool.
But yeah, I don't mind a little something if it's gonna kind of sauce me up a little bit.
A little Reese's Libre.
I'd rather have a little cleavage out than to have a few too many cocktails and then something else starts going on.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, I mean. First date. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter first date, second date, third date. I'm just a sexy person anyway.
Oh, I know. That's
well,
right.
Yes, bitch.
I am. Yes. Okay. So love I'm just gonna do me. Okay, and you just happen to be the recipient of that.
Yeah, there but what go. Do you wear though?
But I mean, you know, I like my cleavage showing.
So you like
you know,
showing the girls
like,
off.
I like to show the girls off, and then I might have like something tight on, you know, maybe
a dress. So the little shorts with the little chunk of ass sticking out the bottom.
Well, no, yeah. I don't even need that. I don't need that because I have a booty anyway.
No,
so whatever
but
I want,
see,
you want to
see
my
height. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to paint this picture. I mean, no, y'all, both of y'all talking about
being sexy.
Oh,
no, look. No, I'm not. No, sexy, but not stank.
Yeah, I mean,
not stank.
But I'm trying to see where the line is.
Oh, yeah, there's absolutely a line. There's absolutely a
line. Sexy, not stank. I mean, I'm not saying that. I'm not gonna play. I'm not. It's not cute for me to have my booty cheeks hanging out. Not on the first date. I mean, not unless we're on the beach and whatever. But on a date,
right.
I'm gonna. You wear a nice skirt. It could be a nice pencil skirt.
Yeah.
You know,
a
and
nice
then nice
skirt,
and a
yeah.
nice.
But everything's
you know,
covered, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's covered. Be sexy look, and covered.
Mm-hmm. I like to leave stuff to the imagination
and give a little.
Absolutely. Yes.
And I would never do.
You just contradicted the shit out of yourself.
No, you could be sexy without being stank, and then
I mean,
you don't
I'm
have
just
to
saying,
have naked.
You know, normally I don't call you out, no. But you uh-oh. Just contradicted the shit out of yourself just now.
Why? Okay,
because
why?
You're like, I'm gonna put it all out. I'm gonna have my, you know, I'm gonna have
no,
cleavage
have the
and I'm gonna have the
show.
Da, da, da.
Yeah, you
but then now
show.
You're like, now you just leave a little to the imagination. You
no,
can't leave nothing to
no.
the imagination if you got boobs and butt out.
Well,
or,
I didn't say my butt was out, but my butt is going to be protruding out of whatever
butt.
I'm wearing.
Protruding.
Yeah, so. It's going to be protruding. If it's a pencil skirt, if it's
protruding
jeans,
in terms
it's
of being able to see
right,
the curve.
Well, that's different.
But not actual
I mean,
skin.
Yeah.
We're talking skin. That's why I said what I said.
Again, how much skin is too much
skin
for a first date?
I wouldn't have my booty
no
out.
No butt cheeks.
But my cleavage, definitely.
She's showing cleavage.
Yes. I'm showing
cleavage.
Yeah,
cleavage.
Titty,
like a respectful
titty, yeah.
cleavage.
Yeah.
I'm showing a little
nice.
Cleavage.
Yeah. As long as it's not down to your navel titties.
Right,
like,
not down. Yeah.
No. And pick one. You know
right.
what I mean? Like, don't have legs
both.
Out, butt
right.
out,
right.
titties out.
Pick
something.
One. Yes.
And showcase that.
Yes. Hmm. Your best attribute.
Queen.
Yes, queen.
No, I agree. I mean, I think on a first date, I think you do need to leave something. Because, I mean, it's like if you're having a conversation and you want to get to know this person, you want them to be, like, well, I guess if you're on a first date anyway, clearly there's some type of attraction.
Yeah.
Unless it was a blind date. So, you know, you want to have a conversation where it's like, eyes are up here, not down. I mean, we get it. We get it.
not as long as that areola keep peeking at me.
Now you're doing too much on the first date.
Right, that's a lot.
I mean,
pick one sexy little thing and put on some nice perfume.
That's it.
And you're done.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I think.
Yeah.
Look at this face. Look at this face he's making.
I'm just saying because, you know, it's like.
Can I tell a story one time?
Oh,
I went on a date with this young lady. And she was being, it was a date. And so we got together. We went out and there was four of us. And she wore this dress. And this shit was all the way up to her neck. I thought
the opposite.
I thought she was a, what you call those women that wear those,
like a nun. Oh, okay.
And I remember she had, you know, this dress on, but the big collar, and it looked like one of those little Mayflower people.
Mm.
And so we were on a date, and it was a dress and everything like that.
Was it a blonde date? Or like you were just this woman, the extra person? Like
No, actually, we dated. You know, this is our second date, and we were on a date and everything. Okay. We out, and, you know, we at the club, and I'm all so. It was me and two other people, and you know, my friend's wife and everything like that. But the girl who was with my friend's wife, she was all dressed all hot and everything. They had some nice little skin tight leather pants on and looking and everything like that. So the girl that I was with was sitting there with this Mayflower dress on, and so I'm sitting up there looking at the girl who was looking all hot, and so the girl I was with was crying. And so my friend's wife said, "You know, you're being really mean to Helen." And, you know.
Damn,
and,
her. You just put her name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, name color.
Yeah, Helen. And she said, "Well, you're being really mean to Helen. You haven't told her that she looked nice or anything." And I blurted out, "Because she fucking don't. She looked like she on the Mayflower." I think you need to show. I always be like that. If you should show a little of your best asset. Not a lot, but just a little. And I think that should be what you should bring on the first date. I don't think you should be ass and titty out, even though there's nothing wrong with that if you do.
Right, if that's what you do.
If you want to wear pasties, I'm all for that. Gosh. But the bottom line is, I think you should show a little bit of what your best attributes are. Just like when guys go out.
I can respect
that. Because guys, when we go out, we show our best attributes. It's what as much as we can get away with.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you wear gray sweatpants.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
We find that you got some Prince asshole jeans or something. I don't know.
You know, you wear your best asset. If you got big arms, you wear your shirt extra little, you know, tight and showing your chest and your arms out because that's how we present. We can't just go out there and wear a crop top if we have a six pack. I mean, you know, you could, but we'll wear a certain. You know, fitted pants. I mean, our good pants, our jeans, or whatever, to show that extra bulge. Like, yeah, baby,
extra bulge.
It's real up in there. So, I mean, as much as we can get away with, and being men and everything like that. So, you know,
the best thing a man can wear on a date with me is cologne.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, and that's the other thing. Yeah, good cologne.
Oh my god! Mm-hmm. Right. And you walk by me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
But if we can get away with being naked, yeah, I mean, we try it a little bit.
All right, y'all are crazy. So, B, what question do you have for us?
So, I'm going to try to get this in because my phone is dying 1%. All right, so we had someone that wrote in with a situation. He's been dating a girl for a year. She's a business owner. She owns a gym. While she was showing him a pic in her phone, he noticed a pic of her and her business partner. Her and this guy owns a gym together. And, you know, he noticed in the pic, you know, they were, like, booed up or whatever. And it wasn't until then until he found out that her business partner was her ex. And he is, he says, her not telling me makes me feel like it's too easy for her to omit things in her past. And he doesn't know how he should feel about that. He says that his boy said it's not that big of a deal, yet his best friend, who's a female, says, nah, she should have told you that shit. He wants to know from the IDS crew, as well as the listeners, should he feel some type of way about this?
I'm sorry. Did you say how long they've been dating?
A year.
Okay. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. She should have told him because that's like when I go to a party, and I go to a party with my woman, and we've been together or anything like that, and at whatever party it is, and you know the people there, the guys and everything like that. I want to know everybody in the room you fucked, so I can act accordingly. So yeah. So bottom line is, after a year that they've been together and she's showing this pic off, yeah, hell yeah, she should have told him that. Yeah, him and I used to date and everything like that. And that's it. But for her to admit it and then find out later on, oh, well, why didn't you say, yeah, you know, we are gym partners or owners or whatever they were, that, yeah, we used to kick it back in the day. And leave it at that. Why omit it?
Right.
Why be secretive?
Unless you got something to hide.
Yeah. But I do want to know everybody you fucked in here.
Oh, so you walk in the room, it's like this whole left side.
No, I mean, I don't care how many you fucked.
No, I know. You just want to know.
I just want to know who you fucked. Because, you know, cause it's one of those things. Because guys, we guys are guys.
You don't care how many.
No, we don't care.
I was going to say, don't even talk about that part
because I think that's a question coming up.
So the bottom line is, I want to know who you fucked. So, because guys, we're greasy at times. And we'll sit back and do greasy shit, knowing that, I fucked your girl and things like that.
So for
situation awareness, okay. I just need to know. I don't care that you fucked them because, hell, you wasn't living in a freezer when you got to me. But I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But she was wrong. Go ahead.
I agree. She was wrong for that. Because that's a very simple thing to just bring up. Hey. I own this gym. My ex is my partner. Do you have a problem with that? Open up the lines of communication. Open it up. I mean, it seems like even if it was nothing, you're making it something by not saying something about it. You know what I mean? It's almost like, why didn't you say something if it wasn't such a big deal? But at this point, I mean, she's seeing him. So, I mean, either if he doesn't like it, he needs to just either bounce or deal with it. Because it's just, it doesn't make any sense to get angry about it. They work together. So, that's it.
Reese over there in deep thought like,
I really don't know how I feel about this. I don't know. I'm kind of stuck. I think I'm torn on this one.
Hmm. I mean, he stumbled upon the picture. That was kind of messed up. With them all booed up.
I want to see what this picture looked like. He mentioned it.
Must have been. It's been real close. No, probably more than that. Probably like arm in arm.
Probably.
Yeah. Arm over her shoulder and all that.
I think, I would say she should have had that conversation with you because that's somebody you see on a daily basis. And it's only, out of respect because eventually either you're going to meet this guy or you've already met this guy. And like Diego said, dudes could be greasy, and he's probably like tee hee hee, and he's like what, he don't even know like what the joke is. Mm-hmm. So it would just be respectful to say, hey,
yeah,
this is what's the name, he's part owner of the gym with me, we used to date, and leave it at that.
Mm-hmm. I think after a year, absolutely, that's the expectation, but 2 or 3 months in, like, old girl's probably like, what should I do, should I tell him, what should I say? Like, you don't want to tell him if you're really, really liking this new guy, you don't want to tell him and then why not tell him
he either gonna leave or stay. Right. But why not tell him though?
Yeah. I don't know,
because right. If 2 or 3 months in dating world, that's kind of a long time. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Right now,
yeah.
Like if in I'm just gonna guess that
he cared.
No, but we're just saying
like
2 or 3 months in.
I'm saying like I would, if I'm like starting to like this guy, I might be like, oh wow, should I tell him about old boy? Like,
why not? And then you're not with him no more, so why not tell him?
Right. Unless y'all secretly still smashing.
Oh, yeah,
you
know, that's a whole other thing.
You got your whole, that's a whole guilty thing, and that's why you didn't tell him.
Right.
Yeah, if there's nothing going on, then I guess it gets, you just say.
And if he can't handle it, that's his problem. That's not yours.
True.
You just kept it 100.
I don't know. I think you should tell.
Thanks, guys. Y'all solved that. Oh, problem. You're the best.
I do. I'm like, should have had to have the conversation.
I say you should have told him too.
Right. I mean, unless something's still going on. Wink. We know how that goes.
Wink.
Right. Okay. So our last question, and that's what you're going to see why I would say, wait, don't answer or don't talk about that, because this is. Reminds me of that. So if you're just starting to date someone, is it important to let that is it important to know that person's body count? Do you really want to know?
I don't want to know. I just want to know your test results. I mean, I don't care how many. Because like you said, I mean, you weren't in a, living in a box mm-hmm. before I came along. So.
But them niggas was living in hers.
Uh-oh. But I'm about to.
Now, I think I would want to know. Now, we live in a place that's so small that it's very likely that they may have intercoursed someone that you know.
Intercourse?
So, yeah.
We're not saying that you know the people. We're talking about just know the number.
No, I'm saying, like, then I would start thinking, like, oh, I wonder if he knows somebody. That I... But, no, I don't. The body count doesn't matter. So
the, numbers
matter to
the
me.
Number wouldn't matter?
The number wouldn't matter for
okay.
me.
Okay.
I automatically assume that the guy has had a higher number than I have.
What, 10?
That should be wrong, but.
10, 12.
Carry the one. Oh my, yeah, I don't, numbers, yeah, I don't care about the number.
Me either.
Personally.
I don't care about the number.
No. I think it's different for men and women, though. I think men care more about that number
than
women.
No, actually, I don't. My case in point is if your body count is 500, you know, women, a woman and her body count, I don't think I want to know that you learned something and you can bring it back to me.
Practice makes perfect.
Yeah. Because if you have 500, I'm going to need your skill set to be perfect in that thing.
Unlock porn level.
She might have 500 because nobody wanted to stick with it. It wasn't good enough. She had to keep trying.
Well, head. I mean, but
she might not have anything to teach you.
But at 500, I'm going to expect you learned something during that 500 series. And you finally got it right on 499. You know? So, no, I mean, no, numbers never matter to me. And I've had people ask me my body count. Which
have you lied?
No, I've never lied. I've never lied about my body count.
Do you know what it is?
Yes, I
like
did.
Like I'm like,
yes, I did.
Throwing up numbers.
You know, not the exact number, but I'm so close in the ballpark that I could kind of underhand throw it to you. So, yeah, my body count. I don't lie about it. Certain people know my body count.
Is there a comma in it?
So it's like my body count. I don't lie about it. If you ask and you really want to know, and I have my test results and all that sort of stuff, but yeah, my body count, I would tell if you want to know.
Okay.
Yeah. But if your body count's high as a female, then I don't know. What could be considered high female body count?
Shit, to y'all, it could be 20.
Over 100?
It could be 20 and y'all like, oh, you a slut.
Right.
Really? No.
Yeah.
No.
Uh-huh.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, you're not on social media, so that's why you
really?
Don't
know. Oh, okay.
I would but consider high probably three digits.
Three digits for a woman? Mm-hmm. I don't think anything.
Well,
wrong
doesn't
with
does age have something to do with calculating this number?
Yeah. I mean, if you
in three digits and
you
20, 18 and shit.
That's a problem.
Shit is fucked up around.
I need
again,
see
your
I
need
bank
you to get a mentor.
And a pap smash.
If you're 40 and you have three digits, yeah, that might be.
No, I mean,
that's okay.
No, yeah, three digits for 40 is good.
Yeah, I am.
She's like, I mean, I don't.
I don't.
So I'm a square then. I don't.
I figured the average, you know, and actually they did that, the average, and they're talking about across the U.S. and everything like that, the average number is like 10.
Shut up.
Seriously.
10 for who?
For
10
a guy
per year?
And for a woman is less than that.
Per year?
No, not total.
Listen to what I'm saying.
I now know how it feels when I was in classes and they revealed test scores and they was like, John, we're gonna throw your score out.
Right.
You fucking this whole shit.
Right.
You have to understand, you're looking at across the whole country where people get married to their first love and that's the only person they ever been with. Mm-hmm. I mean, we might live here and we might be a little bit more promiscuous than most, but I'm talking about if you look at, you know, Heartland and in deep places and other places like that, yeah, some people only have one or two in their lifetime.
One or two.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't a lot. I mean, married in high school, sweetheart, stay married forever. And I mean, you're just looking at here, but I'm talking you to poll the people across the U.S. and you need rural places, all things like that. Yeah, one or two, 10 is like, ooh, you're the whore.
You didn't go to college,
right?
I mean,
a lot of people don't. Yeah. So that's what I say. A lot of people don't. And a lot of people go to college. You have to understand because we know a lot of people who do a lot of things. But if you look at the general masses out there, 10 is like really the most.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, I stayed in state. I didn't go. I didn't stay on campus. That's the reason. I didn't.
So, yes. I mean, you know, but I mean, like I say, that's not a big deal to me. It's never been a big deal how many men a woman slept
do
with.
You guys, do you think that the women lie about their body count?
Of course y'all do. Because y'all going to tell you what y'all do.
Of course.
I'm going to tell you what y'all do. Y'all don't count when y'all go on vacation and y'all fuck Mohammed and all the other motherfuckers. Oh, I don't count him. Because I dated Mohammed. A girl. I dated a girl one time. And she told me, I didn't have that many guys. I already fucked guys I was in a relationship with. So one day we was talking. I thought, God damn, you had 18 relationships in 1 year. You were in relationships 18 times or something. So y'all have kind of skew y'all numbers where, well, I only fuck guys I've been in relationships with. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Okay.
Well, I don't see that.
But I mean, and like I said, it doesn't matter. And if a guy cares about your body count, you know, then
yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. There has not been one man who I have dated or been intimate with who has asked me my number.
Right.
No one has ever asked me.
Yeah.
Me either.
I don't ask the numbers either. But,
I don't think I would ask the number, but I would appreciate, as Diego said earlier, if we, you know, enter a room or a party or whatever, and, you know, there's, you know, one, two, or three that you knock down or more, just let me know. Mm-hmm. Just so, you know what I'm saying, so I can have my wits about me.
How do you do that? How do I, like, blue shirt?
I know, right?
Like, what do I do?
I mean, you don't got to be like... You don't gonna be like, I fucked him and him and him. All you gotta do is say, I dated him. I'm gonna know you fucked him. Okay. So let me have my own twisted thoughts, but just be like, yeah, hey, you know, I dated it right there or whatever.
Okay.
Black shirt, 10 o'clock.
Right.
Red shirt.
Right. Guys, we're greasy.
9:30.
You'll see it sit up there, you know.
9:30.
Yeah, they'll sit up there and start whispering in your ear and everything like that. I'll be sitting back like, who the motherfucker?
Right. Oh, you got to go to the bathroom. Like, when I see them three niggas get up, I'm like, oh, wait a minute.
I mean, I'm going to tell you, because they said some, you know, musical funny shit that's funny to you.
Inside jokes.
Y'all niggas had.
I want a Kiki too, motherfucker. I want a Kiki too, okay?
Yeah, I don't want an inside joke.
Okay. Yeah.
Y'all are hilarious. Well, I don't think it's important to ask somebody what their body count is, but I do agree with you, Reese, that it's like, you know their status. You know, they make sure they got a clean bill of health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before y'all doing what y'all do. But yeah, I mean, because if you know, let's say if you start dating somebody and y'all dated like the last couple for a year, is it going to do you any good to know that he has a super high body count? Is it going to do you any good to know that she has a super high body count? By that point, you're already in it. Mm-hmm. So what you going to do?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't think it's important, you know, as you get older. But I still think for some reason, you know, from what I see on social media, young people still think that's a big deal. And, you know, if you have more than like 10 or 20, for some reason, they will call a woman a slut or a hoe, which is nuts. And I'm like, grow up. Yes. Just grow up. But whatever, you know, I'm saying, just do what you do and just be safe about it. Mm-hmm. That's all that really matters.
I may write down my list before I go to bed tonight. And
there you go.
Remember.
There you go. So you can get an idea of what your number is.
When you got an extra legal pass.
Don't you dare.
Wow. Flipping the pages.
All I need is a post-it.
The post-it. You hold the pack? You know what I'm saying? A post-it pack?
Right. A post-it has two sides.
Front and back.
Yeah. So anyway, well, thank you guys for listening to the show today. We are so glad you joined us, and we hope you got something out of this show. Again, we're not experts. You know, we're just folks that have been out here and living and doing and experiencing life. And, you know, if you want to send us some feedback, in deepshow@yahoo.com. You want to leave us a voicemail, 202-750-1437.
All right. So we're just about done. Appreciate you all tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed. And like Queen said, if you have some feedback, please send it in. I'm your man, Big B. For Queen, Diego, Miss Reese, and Miss Sonia, Side DS Extra, Dating Sucks.
Life is short. Will I live to regret by your glance? This romance does say let it.
sweet.